Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
Well, this morning we finished a message I had about the Holy Spirit in prayer and how we are to be the Father's house of prayer, and I had a really good time. And I know that John has been away, and he's experienced God, and I've been asking him just to share with us what he experienced, meeting brothers in the Lord that were very deep and wonderful.
So this last weekend, I talked about in the podcast Miles and about how the Spirit had thumped me in the chest, really, when I was just praying one time with Miles, it wasn't even words going on, and it just boom, right in my chest, and I realized that I hadn't given the Lord presence, and he basically was saying, I know you look for my presence. I know you want my presence. I know you seek for my presence, but I want your presence. I want your face. And so I was totally floored by that, and because I can see my desire and my need for him, but for him to have a need for me was rather shocking. And so this past week, I was able to get with Miles and meet with the guys that were out in Texas. Miles was coming back from a retreat in California, and I did a surprise. He didn't have any idea I was going to be there, and I was able to do this really cool surprise. And Paulo and I were, I had gone out there, and so Paulo and I went to the airport to go pick up Miles. Miles had no idea I was there. I hopped out of the car, ran over to a bunch of people so I would get lost. And I watched Miles come out with his luggage and walk across and go over to the car. And then they were picking up his luggage and putting it in, giving hugs, and they were getting in the car. And then when they got in the car, I started running across the street and ran along the cars. I didn't want him to see me. So I ran up and I knocked on the window and I said, and I had glasses and a ball cap on Paulo had given me, and I said, hey guys, can I get a ride? So Miles looks over at me with this shocked look on his face, just kind of horrified, because he thought it was just some vagrant or some bum that was, you know, and he said later, I really wanted to say, Paulo, go. So I get in the car, and he's just completely floored, which was a lot of fun. So anyway, I was able to spend this time with these guys, and but Miles and I were able to pray, and it was really really a special time. And I realized that it is not about words. It really isn't about the prayer between Miles and I isn't really words. I mean, we do pray words, but the most meaningful and the most impactful and fruitful is when we're just waiting and we're just listening. And the Spirit's the one that's talking, not me, not him. And so I had that opportunity to do it again with him there in Texas, and it was really precious. Because, you know, and I was telling him about different situations that we've been involved in. And so I was able to tell him about when we took all the grand girls to have John as the shepherd of four grandmothers and four granddaughters in New York City. And so I told him about that, and I said, you know, I had no interest in American Girl. I had no interest in The Lion King. I had no interest in most of the things that we did, but I was the facilitator of it, and I was glad to do it. It was fun. I enjoyed watching y'all enjoy it. The Spirit gave me a kind of a kiss was we all went into this restaurant. I don't remember if it was Cat's Deli or something like that. I remember it was kind of some kind of deli, but we were sitting in a circular, all of us, all nine of us were sitting in a circular booth. And the Spirit of God just came down, and it was so deeply thick. And I looked at you. Remember, I looked at you, and it was just all over the entire thing. And that was his kiss to me. It was like a kiss he was giving me. And I don't remember how everybody responded. I just remember that he came, and he was there, and it changed that entire meal. I know that he did the same thing when you and I were going down to Florida for a trip, and we stopped in Jacksonville, and we went to the Black Sheep restaurant right there, and we had a good time. We were sitting outside, and we were eating our meal, and all of a sudden the Spirit came, remember? And out of that, I wrote that post that I did, and because I had a total revelation about him and how he was given everything. He was given all the wonder of the world. He was given a palace. He was given king's food. He was given servants. He was given everything. And none of it mattered. None of it satisfied. And it was only when he got into the wilderness with the Spirit that's where he found the meaning and the richness. And so I'm really excited because when I was talking to Miles and I was telling him about these situations that had happened, I said and I came here to be with you guys. I'm here with you guys, and I don't care what we do. We could be staying on the side of the road, but wherever we are, I want to be sitting and waiting for him. I want to be listening for the Spirit in this. I want his presence in this. And so I was so hungry to have his presence in it all. And I really didn't, I just didn't care. I didn't care what we did. We didn't have to go to meetings. We didn't have to go. If we were at a restaurant, I wanted him to be there. I wanted the Spirit to be there. I wanted to be seeking him. What does he want to do with this meal? If we're sitting in a car and the car broke down, where are you in this? And so that's becoming, because of a lot of the prayer between Miles and I, that's something that you and I had done for a long time. But just because of life, I have kind of gone into the drudgery of life. I've just kind of gone into just, you know, put your nose to the grindstone and go and just do. But I think that's when the Spirit was saying, but that's not enough for me. That's not my interest. I'm not interested in you getting things done. I can get any Tom, Dick, or Harry to do that. I'm wanting your presence. I'm wanting you. I want your focus. I want your face in my face. I want you to seek me in the scenario. And so I think that as I listened to this message today, I realized that that's where we're going. That's what God wants. God's not looking for our words. God's looking for our presence. God's looking for our seeking him and giving him our face. He's wanting, if you're in a relationship with someone, what you can give them the most over gifts, over flowers and rings and blah, blah, what you can give them the most meaningful is your presence, your face, your focus, your time, your undivided focus. And so that's what he's asking of us. And so I think as a body, we're going to be doing that. I think as a body, that's where we're going. We're moving towards, let's sit and give him our face, no matter where we're at, no matter who's here. If it's all of us and you know, there's no air conditioner because it's broken, we're in that situation with him. if we're here and, you know, there's fire going on and we all are drinking hot chocolate. Wonderful. But where's he? And I don't you feel like that's where we're moving?
That's where he is moving us.
Right.
I pray and mighty, even more mighty. And this is where he's leading us. This is what he wants to achieve. He wants our permission to be your guide of every moment, your companion of every day, your hearing. You remember our friend Sandy from Brazil? Well, somebody sent Sandy an adoration, and she was with a group of women. Anyway, she was, this friend who was going to take the book was invited to their meeting of the women of Sandy's group because they were reading adoration and they were real enthused. So my friend thought she was being called to speak. And so she prepared a message for her. She went all the way to Brazil and she had a message she was going to deliver to the women that invited her. So she goes to the meeting and they begin by sitting silently together for a long time, waiting for the Holy Spirit to come. And pretty soon they were all weeping.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.